Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Rogers, and as you will see, I am sitting next to the fabulous Katie Wallace. Mm-hmm. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and sitting with me to have a really fun conversation today. April is
Autism Awareness Month.
Autism Awareness Month this April, and I'm so honored that you decided that you wanted to sit down with me and raise awareness for autism and let everyone know kind of what you've been up to and all of the things that you're doing in the community.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's open up with kind of tell your story.
Okay. My name is Ashley Catherine Moss, but I like to be called Kay, and I am autistic. And the reason what autism is a neurological disorder, but that's what they did. What if you research it, that's what it says. But the way my mom explained to me is that, I'll just tell you about history.
Yeah.
Autistic people are just like everyone else, normal, just different. Autism isn't a disease; it's my personality. So, in this month, of course, it's Autism Awareness Month. I was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3. I once asked my mom what that means, and she explained it in this way. Brains have bridges that have dots, that have to cross. And some bridges are down, and my brain are down. And some of those dots that have to take a detour, which, of course, you guys know what detour is, especially you guys are driving. Making my dots process seem slower. And then the rest is about, you know, everything else. But that's how I found out what it was. I didn't know at the time. I just knew that I was somehow special.
Yeah.
At the time, because I was a little kid, and I didn't know what was going on. And I just knew somehow I was special, but I didn't know what it was until later on. And that's when I asked my mom, well, what it is? What do I have? Why am I special? And that's when she told me what it was and all that. And then later on, I did my own research.
So you were diagnosed with autism at the age of 3. At what age did you start asking your mom kind of what was going on and to explain it to you?
I may when I first started learning how to talk.
Yeah. And it sounds like you had a very supportive mom and she explained things to you so well. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic. And then you started doing your research. And how was that for you? What did you find through your research?
That with autism, that it comes like it's all different levels and everything. So to me, it's more like a rainbow.
Yeah.
So and everybody is all different levels. There, then you got fight from people like me that are nonverbal and couldn't speak. So like, they all did it was point to stuff, and then later on, some it'd be like I am, and now she started talking and everything too. So it's contents of where they at on the spectrum. Yeah. Is that's how they communicate and all that kind of stuff too. And everything.
Yeah. And so you have done a lot of work in raising awareness and really getting the word out there, and you help the autism community, correct? Yeah. And so tell us what work you're currently doing.
I am actually an advocate through the, I graduated from a program called Partner in Policy Making Program, which is through the Virginia Board of People with Disability. And that's what became me to become an advocate for people like me with autism.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about your advocacy and what you do.
Right now, when I was doing the ideal cause sitting on the couch with Kay, but now that got changed, it was bringing more awareness to those that are just now getting graduated from high school and trying now to join the adulthood. Mm-hmm. At the time when I was in high school, they didn't have that for me. So I didn't have no transition program or anything like that. Now they do, which thank God for that. But anyway.
Yes.
And so at that time, I only had my Nana to help me with this whole transition thing and doing all that kind of thing. And so, but yeah, and so that's how that got started. But mostly I'm trying to bring more awareness, not only in the county of Halifax, but all over the state of Virginia.
Absolutely.
Right now, people know me that I just made history with becoming homecoming queen.
Yes, and tell us about that.
Okay.
Tell us about that.
Well, Shasha was on that here too, yeah. But actually, I was the first person with a special needs crown homecoming queen 20 years ago this year. So actually, by then, that's my crown. Okay. Through a lot of work, hard work and encouragement, I made the homecoming core. So this is like, and in high school, and Devin was my campaign manager.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
So, okay. Yeah. So we go back 20 years ago. Wow. At Half House County High School. Yeah. Yes. 20 years ago. So, but yeah, but I had my homecoming crown, which is I left over at the crown that they gave me, my tiara, that I had 20 years, is over at the Prosery. Awesome. but as my little speech I was going through that night, I guess I'll read it now. Through a lot of hard words and encouragement, I made the homecoming court. So at first, the person that inspired me was my friend Derek.
Okay.
And he had cerebral palsy.
Okay.
And so he was my inspiration to want to do something and everything. So I just turned that into a way how I want to do it. And so I use that as a kind of memory in honor of him.
Awesome.
After he passed away. And so it was a little bit hard on me, but sure. It wasn't the way he died. It was a way that up his visibility of what he has will cause my inspiration to, hey, let me go for it. Let me do this. And that's how that inspiration got started.
I love that.
Through my friend. And then this is the whole story. What really happened. So I made the homecoming court because I didn't know who was going to vote for me or anything. So now, as a senior, I just went and did like everybody else. Okay. So I just, put my name down for the homecoming corps, representing the senior year in class.
Uh-huh.
That's when I found out about I was in the running for the homecoming queen.
Okay.
So right now at this part, I was making just a corps. It's just a homecoming corps representing the senior class. So it's like, I even called my mom at work until I told her, so yes, I did.
I did.
Good for you.
I did. I was so proud of myself. Like, Mom, I made it.
Yes.
Then the next thing came in. So because I knew that dream had come true, but my mom had heard else about this particular dream. Homecoming week was saying, I called my mom at work to tell her I made a homecoming corps. That was just a corps. I was interviewed by reporters from newspaper and the local TV news show. Channel 10 came down and did an interview with me.
How awesome.
So I have a little video clip of that too. And then later on, after I graduated from high school, I got interviewed by Channel 13 News for the Heart of Virginia.
Okay, cool.
So now you're the third one now. So my Nana was my press agent. She caught everyone. I mean, everyone. Everyone. And one of my best friends, Devin Hall, was my campaign manager.
Yes.
And he and I kept our deal ever since.
Yes.
So the night of the homecoming was filled with a lot of energy and butterflies in my stomach. As we walked out on the field in front of everyone, I couldn't help but smile. The winners of the underclass were called, that'd be 9th through 11th. The homecoming queen of 2004 of the Half West County High School, and guess what? It was me. I was in shock. I didn't know I was going to be crown queen. Seriously, I didn't know who was voting for me. Because I have Devin help me with it. I have my sisters. They were both there in high school. I mean, they were helping me out, rallying their friends to come vote for me. I didn't know how much. I didn't know who was voting for me then. So, yeah. So, so I didn't know anything about it till later on that night. And thinking, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. Whatever, da, 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 da. And then I was like, oh, okay, sure thing. And I was doing a Miss Congeniality. Someone in the homecoming corps record the night of my homecoming. So I have a video clip of the homecoming night. That was
grand
homecoming. So and I've been watching it over and over and over and over again. And that's what autistic people do. We just watch something over and over and over and over again. And so, but yeah, I didn't know I was going to be queen, but it was later on that night that was more surprising of my life. My mom told me I made history that night. The reporter for Richmond newspaper had told her that he had done some research, and this was the first time in the entire country that an autistic girl was crowned homecoming queen.
Congratulations!
So, yeah. So, in other words, I made history. I know I was going to make history. At first, I just, like that night, I just break down barriers. Oh, so now all over the state of Virginia and maybe elsewhere too throughout the United States, that now that anybody with any kind of disability, whether they're in high school, can now become kings and queens for homecoming and also same thing for prom.
Yes.
And I think 2 years after I was crowned homecoming queen, Justin Fuller, mm-hmm. who was actually from here, from Harris mm-hmm. County, he was crowned homecoming king.
Let's go.
With a disability. And then say I know somebody from Charlotte County was crowned homecoming king. So it's like all over the place.
Well, that is amazing.
So I like how I hit the whole entire state. Well, as of right now, look, I hit the whole entire state. But I'm hoping I'm hoping that it hit the whole United States and then go from there. So.
Well, you are such an inspiration. And I know you inspired so many people that day. And you continue to inspire people over the last 20 years. What are you up to now?
Now I'm still continuing with my advocacy. I've been really involved with the Autism Society Central Virginia and Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I am on the Self-Advocate Council with them. So I've been trying to keep up with them and everything and all that too. And so then I've been going up to Richmond back and forth for that and everything. And I've been busy with them and Billion Buddies and everything too, because I actually wanted to try getting me a job and end up.
Yes, I mean, what a full-circle moment.
But now I'm assistant, so yes. It's got me to doing that. Plus, I've been more involved with my church and everything too. So, yeah,
what a full circle moment that is to have your campaign manager, one of your best friends, helping you win homecoming queen 20 years ago.
Well, I'm with my sisters. And
yes. And now you get to be his assistant and work alongside your friend, your mentor, your campaign manager. How does that feel to have that full circle moment?
Wow. In other words, it's a blessing.
Yes, absolutely. It's such an inspiration, and it lets people know that, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Oh, yes. And that's been staying with me ever since I went to school, ever since.
Absolutely. And what advice do you have for anyone that is currently being diagnosed with autism, or they have questions about their diagnosis? And what advice would you give them right now?
First of all, please be patient with your child.
Oh,
yes. With your teenagers and adults with autism, because I know that it was difficult for me throughout my life, and I just couldn't do anything without my mom or my sisters or anybody with my family that understand what it was and how they got me the service I need to go. Plus, also find out what type of service is available for your person with autism, and look into the resources that they have, because that's the awareness I'm trying to bring, is more resources out there.
Yes.
And so, and also, like I said, just never give up on your kid. They'll get their chances to shine one day. Just be patient with them as long as you can. And one day they'll shine just like I am. And so, that's all I can say about that right now. I'll keep going forever.
You are a shining star, and you are such an inspiration. I appreciate you spending time with us today on the podcast to raise awareness for autism, and I cannot wait to see the amazing things that you continue to accomplish, and just really, really admire you for getting out there and putting your name in the hat and just seeing what happens. And it lets everyone know. You just put your name in the hat and you take those risks and you take that leap of faith and look at what can happen. Mm-hmm. You can become the shining star that you are.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate it a lot.
There's something else that also would happen with me, which this is the one reason I'm trying to go for it, is I want to be on TV.
So that's your current goal. You want to be on TV.
I want to be on TV. But the reason is because I'm trying to get to go more America, because Robin Barbers did a series called Overcomers. Yes. My homecoming picture appeared on it several times.
Yes.
And I got nowhere.
Oh,
so I'm also attacking Go More America.
Yes.
Like, what the heck with this interview? Where am I interview?
So that leads to my question then. What is next for Katie Wallace?
My next is is that, well, my dream career was I want to be a teacher, but now that got changed. So now I want to be a special education advocate.
Yes.
Especially with those that are dealing right now, especially with the school system right now, because that's where I think my pizza caught me. Can you help with especially parents and teachers really need to follow those IEPs in schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, seriously, because that's how the kids going to get their education.
Absolutely.
Seriously. I would be thanking my teachers right now with where I would be at today. But yeah, my dream career was, well, I want to be a teacher, but now that got changed. Yeah. So now I want to be a self-advocate ambassador for autism. But yeah, but I definitely want to be a special education advocate.
Well, I love that. I can't wait to see you accomplish that, because I know you will, because you have the will and determination to do so. Yeah. I absolutely love that you're raising awareness.
Bizarre. In a college.
Yes.
I've been in college.
Yes. And you're going to accomplish it all.
Yeah, and there they end up. So, but other than that, that's mostly going on.
Well, I appreciate you raising awareness today on the podcast. I appreciate you spending time with us. I can't wait to see all the things you accomplish. And everyone listening, if you have any questions, I know Katie is a resource and can help you out with anything you want to know. And we'll put all of the contact information.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, yeah. And I'll give you guys a heads up when I am I going to do the sitting on the couch with Katie. Either it might be at the parsery, who knows? Or it might be I'm coming to you guys and we can do like a listen. And I'll interview you guys, you know, all the resources there are to invite for the community and everything.
I love it.
Maybe they're out of state. Who knows?
Yes. Katie's doing big things. And we can't wait to watch it happen. Reach out to Katie and let's work on getting her on TV. What do you guys think? I think we need to work on this. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, do all the things so we can continue bringing you this content, and we will talk to you next week. Bye!